Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Tensions have risen this week over the use of antigen tests as part of wider reopening plans for business, travel, sport, entertainment and elsewhere. Members of NPHET, including the Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan and Modelling Chief Professor Philip Nolan, have advised caution on the use of these tests, but government ministers and the three coalition party leaders have supported wider use of them. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Ray Walley, GP in North Dublin, member of the COVID-19 GP Liaison Committee and also Vice President of the European Doctors Association, and also Neil MacDonald, who's the Chief Executive of ISME, the Small and Medium Enterprises Lobby. Thank you both for joining us this morning. Dr. Walley, I know you've seen these tests being used. You have experience of when they work and when they don't work. What's your own view on antigen tests?
Good morning, Claire. I had a case over the weekend where an individual went to the out of hours and was referred there because they were symptomatic, together with two of the household people in her household. And the PCR test tested positive, which came through to me early in the week. They had been offered a antigen test by would the first person had gone to work symptomatic and had been offered an antigen test by their employer. That tested negative. They brought some tests home, and one person in the household tested positive, one person tested negative. And that's a concern.
In actual fact, all three were COVID positive.
All three were COVID positive. All three were PCR positive.
Mm-hmm.
One person out of three was antigen positive.
So is that representative, do you think, of the efficacy of antigen tests?
I think it certainly reflects some of the spread of the testing in the fact that I've read articles whereby when these were being tested by the UK, that out of when they were doing some of their reviewing of the testing kits, out of 40, they found that only three kits satisfied their criteria. And even within that, there can be variable factors because the test kits are dependent often on the prevalence of disease. They're dependent on who does the test, how often they're doing the test, have they got an expertise doing the test. In some of the studies in the UK, there was oversight from the military when they were doing the test, and they found a degradation in ability to do the test. And that's also emulated when the PCR tests were done, by the way. So, for example, there was a study done in Beaumont Hospital where they had infectious disease doctors who were very focused on this, and they found they tested at a certain rate, and then they had certain other personnel doing it, and they tested at a lesser rate. And that is a concern, that when you take this out of the setting of a professionally oversight in a structured manner according to a protocol, the problem is you get a degradation in the positivity.
Well, Neil MacDonald, you're listening to all of that, but you would still like to see antigen tests being used in certain settings.
Oh, absolutely, and we'd actually echo the points just made there by Ray Walley. I mean, if you remember back to the start of the pandemic, we actually needed guidance from the state on hand hygiene, on respiratory etiquette, on eventually mask wearing and social distancing. And that's exactly where we are now on rapid antigen testing. What we do not want to see is an uncontrolled ad hoc use of these tests in workplaces. We're actually getting asked questions about this, and we're not capable of giving the proper answer. But we do know that antigen testing has a part to play in mitigating the risk of this disease, which is going to last for a long time. Global travel is about to will start over the summer, and until we're at a very high level of global vaccination, the risks of this disease will persist. Antigen testing is going to be needed to mitigate against that, and we're going to need guidance from NPHET and from the HSE on how to do it, and we're not getting that at the moment.
Ray, what do you think of that? That if there was an information campaign around how to use these tests properly, that maybe that might move us ahead?
We've got to be concerned or sort of aware of, there are many different tests done over the years on different things. And we've got to be careful that a test negative doesn't give us a false sense of security. And the concern would be that some people adopt more risky behavior. Like there are many studies out there show a negative result, for example, for cancer screening, are less likely to have patients potentially present with symptoms to be checked out. So there are other examples of this in the past. The experts, you know, in regard to this are the public health doctors, because they are trained in epidemiological behaviour as well. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're the people I listen to in regard to a lot of this.
But what about that suggestion from Neil that if we had a public information campaign showing us how to use these properly, that they might be more effective and they might become a useful tool in opening up?
Well, there are certainly, for example, I'm aware of an unpublished study where this was used in the healthcare setting in Ireland during the pandemic, and they found that people weren't adhering to the regime that was done, and the study basically was abandoned. The problem with this is the dangers are severe in regard to it isn't gold standard in regard to a positive test. Gold standard is the PCR test, and even the WHO say you should not be using the negative test to guide you in regard to what you do.
Mm-hmm. Will you explain to us how you do it properly?
Literally, what in regard to a lateral flow test, first of all, you're trying to detect the viral protein antigen from this SARS-CoV-2 virus, and you're taking a respiratory sample. This could be taken from a nose or a throat swab. If the target antigen is present, and it will generally only be picked up if it's in high viral numbers, in enough quantity, it will bind to the specific antibodies in the test, which are fixed to a paper strip and enclosed in a plastic casing that generates a visual signal, and that normally happens within about 10 minutes.
But tell us how we swab properly if we're doing an antigen test ourselves.
I wouldn't be telling something like that over the phone. That would be somebody basically, for example, we don't do them in general practice. Mm-hmm. We direct them to specialised sites to do that, and there is oversight on a regular basis to ensure those people are doing it properly.
Okay, Neil, it doesn't sound as though you're going to get the information campaign that you're seeking here, that there is always a chance, according to what Ray Wally is saying, that that it won't be done properly.
No, we absolutely accept that, and in the same way Ray has correctly pointed out that the PCR test is the gold standard test, and no one's suggesting that it isn't. Antigen testing is a complementary testing regime, not a replacement testing regime. But similarly, the data, the gold standard of data on testing, is coming out from the WHO, the CDC in the United States, the ECDC in Brussels, and from our own Ferguson report published on the 1st of April. And those reports are effectively unanimous on the utility of antigen testing in certain workplace settings, where it provides an additional layer of security, notwithstanding that people who may use an antigen test in an inappropriate mm-hmm. way have a false level of confidence.
Well, there were two experts involved
in additional layer of confidence.
Yeah, there were two. Two experts involved in that Ferguson report who did not support the notion that it should be used in a mass rollout type situation. So it wasn't unanimous, and that's where the division lies, isn't it?
Well, yes, and it is interesting that they did appear, and it did appear that the epidemiologists on that study were in favour of the antigen testing, and the non-epidemiologists were not, and I think that says a lot.
Ray, is there any place, is there any way we should be using these antigen tests? Is there any use for them, in your view?
Well, for example, they were used in regard to meat plants. They were used to pick up things in an earlier basis where the prevalence of the disease was high, because that is where they are very good at picking things up. So what was happening in the meat plants was that they did the antigen test. If they were positive, it meant they could indicate to people that they need to isolate, and others had to restrict movement earlier, and also PCR test was done as well. Where they are being used, also still on a testing basis in UK, is in emergency departments where you have high prevalence levels, because a lot of it is based on the high prevalence levels. If you have low prevalence levels, it doesn't basically work to the same extent. It was used in Slovakia to control their outbreak, but they found that it was very time-consuming. They brought in a lot of restrictions, and they basically stopped it. And now, since then, they've had another outbreak.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder, though, now that they are available in supermarkets to buy over the counter for people at a fairly reasonable price, whether, you know, the horse is bolted. We should be showing people how to do them properly.
I don't think, like, you know, even professionals need oversight on a regular basis to continue to maintain that appropriate. You're not going to get that on, like, you know, I'm afraid this is something which, you know, you're going to get. Personally, I think if I was doing it, I'd get fed up doing it unless somebody's going to drag me by the nose to get it done on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
My concern will be similar to my experience over the weekend, whereby individuals basically were a bit confused with what they were being handed and given, and you know, whereby they were symptomatic. Thankfully, they did the right thing, but there was a delay in that, that would happen more often.
Neil, you're frustrated at the reluctance to roll these things out.
Absolutely. I'd say two things. The first is, you know, if you think about the advance of science on this, this time last year, Neffet was telling us that masks weren't a good idea. Now they're legally mandatory, okay? And since Monday, thankfully, we have thousands of people returning to work, and we'll have greater freedoms next week. But in those workplaces, we have thousands of employers and their employees who really want the confidence, the added inbuilt confidence, even if it's only a marginal factor, of knowing that they're not bringing the disease into the workplace or they're not going to take it home from the workplace. And rapid antigen testing is one technology that can at least partially do that.
Mm-hmm. But you heard where we started here with Ray, you know, saying that he had somebody who was tested in work, negative result via an antigen test, went home, three people in the house were positive, including the original person who was told they were negative.
But that actually doesn't negate the benefit of those who are correctly tested. I mean, that's a false equivalence with respect to Ray. That is not a good argument. Where the test is correctly used in a workplace, and actually the Ferguson study did point out in a manufacturing plant where tests were correctly administered, they detected five people who subsequently tested positive with PCR. Now, those PCRs were not going to be delivered in that workplace. So that is a clear example of where it succeeded. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough to simply point out the failures and not acknowledge the successes in antigen testing.
Ray?
I think I have concerns with it. I would be sticking with what the Neffet advice is. And basically, anybody who is symptomatic needs to be immediately isolating and getting a PCR test.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't be seeking out the perfect here when we have to reopen. We have to live our lives. We have to surely use any tool available to us to get on with it now.
Well, the two individuals that desisted from supporting that were actually the epidemiologists on that Ferguson report. They are the experts in that field in regard to public health. So I would have concerns with any report, any points that they're making in regard to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would be supporting what their belief in this is.
Isn't it interesting, though, that over the last number of days we've had people, including the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers, here yesterday, all saying that they're in favour of using antigen testing?
Yes, and I can 100% understand that. You are trying to open up society. You're trying to ensure that you are testing people. But the effectiveness of these tests depend on a high prevalence level. We hopefully will not have that high prevalence level. And what you don't want to do is give people a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the main message needs to continue to be wearing a mask, keeping your distance, being in a ventilated area, if possible, working from home, ensuring that all the hand cleaning measures are maintained. And certainly, I think the problem is this argument isn't unique to Ireland. There is certainly a split in opinions in regard to it throughout the world, and not least here. But, you know, I'm afraid, certainly, I would just rather have concern that we're going to end up having people falsely told that they are well when are not positive when they are positive in a certain level of prevalence of the disease.
Of course, Ray, if you're testing yourself as well, you're not going to push that swab right back up where it needs to go, probably, are you?
No, as I've stated before, the problem is that you're I'm afraid, even at the start of this pandemic, I would have had people who were quite sick. You ended up getting two tests outside of the hospital, getting a test in the hospital, and they knew, they said, oh, I really felt that test. So, and that's, you know, people who were trained in this. So the problem is the studies do show that there is a degradation in your capability of doing this on what you do, and there are other variables within that, besides how far you stick it into your nose or the back of your throat.
All right. Thank you both very much indeed, Dr. Ray Rotwally and Neil MacDonald from ISMI. Coming up, Foreign Minister for Justice Nora Owen and what needs to be done in this country for carers.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.